Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal's everywhere. Well, Sal's at minicamp. Sal's at your golf. Yeah, I saw Sal. I saw him at T-ball.
Wait a minute. The thing you were at for why you couldn't golf, yep. Sal was at, but he also golfed?
Apparently. No one's able to do more things at one time than Sal. He's the man of all trades.
He might just own a helicopter and we don't know it.
Get to the chopper!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Mr. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. What's he doing today? Joining us, playing in a charity golf tournament. Doing it all. What's up, Sal?
Jeremy, I mean, it's car right now. It's not the helicopter.
Oh, okay.
Charity golf. It's for Eric Wood, the Evan Wood Fund over at Oshai Children's Hospital. Always glad to be a part of that. I emcee for their post-golf event. Play out there. It's in Batavia. And then I'll be doing that. And then I'll be at Shoshone tonight for baseball, right?
Very
I mean,
nice.
Like, you got to be everywhere for a baseball game. But, yeah, it's a great event and love being out there. I got Josh Reed with me from TL4, our buddy in the car. He's part of the team. We play out there, and it's a really good time. Now, listen, now just because I said Josh and I are playing, don't go lining the streets of Batavia hoping to see some stars, you know, running down the street and, you know, asking for autographs, everybody. But, no, we're going out there to play, and it's nice. Oh, wow, we saw a deer on the 90. You know the way it is coming out here.
Well, as you're driving to Batavia, does it feel like a little bit of a practice drive out to St. John Fisher?
Yeah, it does, actually, a little bit. I actually had to come out this way a couple weeks ago, and I thought that. I'm like, man, I'm going to be making this drive a lot coming up soon. You know, sometimes you go back and forth. We stay in the dorms a lot, and, you know, you guys are out there. But that's going to be here before you know it. And, you know, we're just, 5 weeks away, a little over that, maybe, around there. And I looked at the schedule. It's funny. Yesterday, a lot of people said to me when the schedule came out, boy, they just shorter and shorter. Like, actually, it's the exact same number of practices the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They have 11 practices. One is closed to the public. It's open to the media. So 11 practices, 10 open to the public, and then they're done. 2.5 weeks. So it shortened up 2 years ago, but it's been the same ever since. 23, 24, and now 25.
Did it used to be that after the first preseason game, they would go back to camp, and now basically when the preseason begins, camp is over?
Yes. In fact, I remember, I got to go back now, and again, we're going back probably even pre-COVID, but when they had 4 preseason games, and we would play, I remember once or twice, because I'm on the team charter, we would take off from Rochester for a preseason game or something like that. Because I think that happened once or twice, if I remember correctly. But either way, it might even be back in the rec days. But yes, to answer your question, they would go back for maybe 3 days after the first preseason game. And then before the second preseason game, they would break camp. Not anymore. This is, you go up to August 7th. First preseason game is at home on the 9th, but the 7th is the last day. And then they're back. And I do think maybe 3 preseason games plays a part of that, right? Because now you only have 3 games. It's not as much of a ramp up. And you want to get back and start working on what you need to work on and finalizing your roster over the next few weeks.
Did anyone else hear the term 4 preseason games and have like a shiver run down their spine?
Yep.
Like, oh my, we used to, ugh,
We used
Thank
to do
God
that.
We weren't old enough to remember six preseason.
Oh, my goodness.
Six. I mean, I remember the couple of times, or was it only the one time in my lifetime? The Bills are in the Hall of Fame game, and it was five, and that was just like...
That's a lot.
It's a third of the games you play in the regular season.
I was just looking up the Hall of Fame game. Do you know who it is this year? It's the Chargers and Lions, and that'll be July 31st, and they report to camp on the 16th. Chargers veterans on July 16th.
The July 31st is the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah.
July 31st, the Hall of Fame game.
I don't know if I ever remember it being in July or that early.
There you go.
Do you think, Sal, that there will be any talk this coming month about when this will be, you know, how training camp will be in the future for the Bills once the new stadium opens, as they've been going kind of year by year, haven't they, with whether they'll be at St. John Fisher or not? And this is actually a question I feel like we always bring up since McDermott got here, and there was always the talk of whether he actually even liked going away for it, and he has said repeatedly he has. But I don't know. Do you think that the future is cloudy for where they'll be at training camp?
You know, it's funny you say that because it has been a talk for a long time. And I would tell you, as I sit here today, I don't know this for sure. Like, it's not like reporting information, but I'm pretty confident they'll be there next year because of just the way the stadium will be opening next year. And you'll just, you know, what's that look like with construction still going on in the summer and making sure that you have enough room and space. I think after that, anything could happen. But I do believe Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean when they say that they value going away. Because what's funny is we kind of thought that that was just like saying that to say that as part of the organization when they first got the jobs. But guys, since then, they've signed multiple extensions to go back to St. John Fisher. And even before the stadium stuff came. And I do think they find a lot of value in it. Well, what they find value in is the camaraderie. It's having your one spot where everybody is together for meetings, for meals, for getting together, for the camaraderie at night or in the morning or whatever that happens. And I do think that's important to them. I also think it's important to remember there is a business side to all of this, right? I mean, when Russ Brannon started St. John Fisher training camps back in 2000, it was a good idea to move it, you know, east of Buffalo and expand that fan base, and they really did. And it's really been great for them, and Fisher's been great for them. But I think now, even, you know, after years and multiple people kind of being in charge, staying with St. John Fisher, partly because they see the value in it from the business standpoint. It does matter to have that that fan base. Look, the Bills are actually one of not as many teams who go away these days. Most teams don't go away these days. They stay at their facility, and the Bills could do that. Because of what they have at their facility. I think that, though, they really enjoy the camaraderie and bringing it to the fans, and that would change a little bit on how it would look at training camp at in Buffalo and Orchard Park. So, look, I think anything's on the table after the new stadium is built, but I think that they really – this is a model that they prefer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline. Bills training camp dates are out. It'll be July 23rd that they roll off to St. John Fisher. Sal, one thing, there was a story. We were talking to Marcel Louis-Jacques yesterday about the Dolphins. And, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, somewhere in the along the way, the Dolphins are moving the times of their practices to earlier in the morning. And that might be because of the heat. The Bills,
used to practice at different times and then move things to earlier in the morning. And Sal, is this sports science? Is it personal preference? The Bills consistently keeping these morning practices at St. John Fisher for the last, what, 5 years, 6 years? It's been a while where the schedule has remained fairly consistent.
I don't remember. I don't know. Maybe Josh can hear it. So he's sitting next to me. Do you remember Sean McDermott ever having non-morning practices? It consistently is always in morning, right? I think so. Josh even said, I think you have to go back to the Rex days for them to have the later practices. But I think since Sean has been here, and yes, I will tell you, it's partly sports science for sure. They're very big into that. But it's also because they just don't want their guys in the heat of the July, August, you know, St. John Fisher for sure. So I think all of that is baked into it. But since Sean McDermott's been here, I think we went back, I guess, to 17 and 18 to check it out. But it's been fairly consistent, guys. There have been morning practices, and everything just kind of falls routine. And it really works for you get Sean McDermott or Joe Brady or Bobby Babich at 9 a.m., right? You get to a couple players, and then practice at 9:45. Their media is done in the morning. They get on the field. They're done at noon, and then everything's done. And, like, they have the rest of the day to do all their meetings, have all their film work, have all of their weightlifting and all that, and it really works out. So I think they like the routine of it. I do think sports science plays into it, but I also think it's, you know, the heat, and you want to make sure you stay with the health and safety of the players.
Sal Capaccio with us on the Western Hotline. So Sal, when we get to training camp, what do you feel like will be the biggest story when we arrive at camp? And do you have a prediction of what maybe once camp begins, what is something that we'll be focusing on?
I think wide receiver is going to be a big one because of A, the competition that we've seen brought in, B, because of what happened, you know, after the draft on WGR and Bean, and obviously with you guys. I think that's going to become a storyline. It's probably going to be focused on by Hard Knocks. I think Hard Knocks itself is going to be a storyline once we get there. From our standpoint, from the media, we're going to be watching and looking, what are they filming? What are they talking about? Oh my gosh, let's watch that first episode, see where that is. So that's probably going to be a storyline. And then of course, guys, I mean, just the new players on defense, and you know, you go right to corner and Max Harrison and, you know, competing. I think Tre'Davious White starts, like, my opinion is, I said this on Always Game Day Buffalo, Matt Bovin this week. Like, I think Tre'Davious White starts off as your corner two to start, and you give every bit of runway to Max Harrison to win the job, but he's got to win the job. I don't think you just hand it to him. I think Tre'Davious White, it's not his job to lose. I think it's Max Harrison's job to win, if that kind of makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. It's a little over a month away to get to free agency. Sorry, not free agency. I'm thinking of NHL now. To get to training camp. Before that, we'll do NHL free agency. Sal, a thought on Jair Alexander. I think this is, you know, we talked about him when he was let go by the Packers. And I think it's a nice move for the Ravens. It's the kind of move the Bills might have made in a different offseason because Jordan Schultz reported the two sides had been in contact. But once the offseason was kind of complete, like, I didn't see Jair Alexander as a realistic possibility for the Bills. So I don't think they missed out here. I just think that they ultimately took a different path.
I remember coming on with you guys the day it happened, and I said, I think Jair Alexander could be a perfect Baltimore Raven, but I don't know if they'd be interested. And certainly they were, because he is. He's a perfect Baltimore Raven. That's the way he plays. That's kind of that attitude of the Ravens, that type of player, right? But at the same time, that's an area they haven't been able to kind of shore up, like, at that one corner spot. And if he could stay healthy, he is a difference maker, and that could really help them on the defensive side and allow them to do even more with Kyle Hamilton and some of the other guys they have on defense. I mean, it's all about staying healthy. And look, $6 million, whatever. I mean, I don't know what the actual money is for cap hit. Maybe that's it. I mean, that's a nice deal for him, right? So even if the Bills were interested, you know, at this point, I don't think they could have that kind of money to be able to pay him to bring him in on a one-year deal. But after Jordan Schultz said the Bills had looked into trading for him and that didn't happen, the Bills go out and sign Tre'Davious White. They sign Dane Jackson. They draft Max Harrison. I think, to me, that just means that, like, you're set with what you have, and you're not going to go revisit that.
Sal Capaccio. All right, Sal, good luck. Hit him straight. Last time we played in a scramble together, we did all right. Bring your A game.
It's going to be windy.
Yeah, it's going to be windy.
It's going to be windy today. Listen, it's fine. It's Eric Woods' tournament to lose. Eric's like a scratch golfer. I mean, you know, his tournament to lose. And I know, and every year I'm like, dude, you can't win your own tournament, right? I mean, but, you know, he's always right up there. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio. The Evan Wood Fund is what they support today out there playing. So, yeah. Jeremy and Joe, good morning.
Got some goalie trivia if you want to get to that at some point. Owen celebrates, of course. Goalie trivia.
All right, fine. I'm into it. I'm into goalie trivia. 803-0550, Kevin Cole on his QB GOAT series. How high can Josh Allen go? What are the next steps? He dropped him in his latest rankings. Not like dropped him, but like took an album drop. All right, I'll stop. I'm sorry. Break time here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.